Beats by Tooth. Hey, welcome back to the Two Podcast, Season 4, Episode 70. 70 already? 70 episodes? Yeah. It's going big. We're doing it big. What's happening to all my followers out there? What's happening to all my fellow artists out there? What's up, Vince? What's up, Trish? What's up, Priscilla? Whoa. Just kidding. Today's episode, we're going to talk about how to write music. I don't know if I'm going to cover everything that should be covered, but this is, you know, a way to get your writing buttoned up, have it straight to the point. You know, it's most what I see a lot of people doing is when they go writing their music, they write it all mumbled and jumbled, and it doesn't make sense. Maybe to the writer it does, but to anybody else it wouldn't. It's not coherent. It's, you know, it's da 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 rhyme, da 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 rhyme. And that's a pattern that doesn't make sense. It should go da 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 rhyme, da 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 rhyme, da 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 rhyme, da 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 rhyme. You know, that's one syllable words. If you use two syllable words, it's da 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 rhyme, da 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 rhyme, da 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 rhyme. You know, one syllable. Two syllables. Oh, well, not two syllables, but you know what I'm saying? It just makes it easier for you to put what you want down and make a song out of it. Because, you know, the songs that are out there right now are short and sweet. They're about 2 minutes to two minutes and 30 seconds. And they repeat themselves a lot, you know. And if you look at it, the bar that the rapper or the singer is trying to sing on is very short. It could be four bars, and then it goes into the hook for two bars, or three bars, or four bars, and then it goes into the verse for four bars, and then it goes back into the hook. The hook is repetitive, and it should be catchy, and it should draw the attention of the listener into listening to the music. And if it sounds good, they're gonna play it again. And if it sounds really good, they're gonna tell their friends about it. But you know, let's get into some writing techniques, basically let's go from there. Let's do this. Yeah. Okay. Now we're gonna go over some ways to make your lyrics better. And so we're going to start off with a song that I recorded. It's Manic that sings it, and it's called ARP with Manic. And so I'm going to use his lyrics as a reference, and we will just see how it goes from here. So these are the lyrics right here, and already started off with rhyming or circling the rhyming words, and then start counting off how many syllables are in each sentence and stuff like that. So let's get started. And then there's also one bar, two bar, three bar right there. And but yeah, let's just get started on it real quick. I remember barely getting by. I remember barely getting by. That's supposed to be now. Now am rolling up on that kill, getting high. So we let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that's 9 syllables. And this one is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And so we need to take out one word on this one. So, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So we need to take out one word on this next line. It's going to be now rolling up on that kill, getting high. Kill, getting high. By high rhymes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That was 11 actually. So that's 10. All right, we'll just take out the word on. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so now you're saying that with 9 syllables, and you're saying this with 9 syllables, and now you got a pattern. So let's move on to the next. Reaching for the sky. Oh, that's one bar. Reaching. The sky. Yes, I smoke. No need to ask why. Rhymes, rhymes. Reaching for the sky, that's one. Reaching for the sky, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No need to ask why. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3. And then 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13. Divided by 3. So not 3. 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 divided by 2. That's all right. So we'll just say 5-5-3 extra. That's just making all this 13 total syllables for the bar. So 13 divided by 2 is 12.5, or no, 6.5. So 6.5, 6.5. As he says this, he's probably saying it a little bit fast. No need to ask why. It's 6.5, 6.5. So that works. All right, let's move on to the next one. This is kind of getting a little hard, but let's do it anyway. I still remember the first time I gave it a try. Now I'm lighting up a blunt, getting ready to fly. Let's go ahead and write that. So, I still remember. I still remember the first time I gave it a try. That rhymes with Y. Now I'm lighting up a blunt, getting ready, R-E-A-D-Y, to fly. And so on this one, I believe it's going to be 12 and 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So this one comes out to 13, and this one comes out to 13. So that's perfect. We don't need to do anything on that one. But we need to figure out where we're going to breathe. I would probably breathe. Well, what I usually like to do it is after the rhyme. So when you say, I remember barely getting by, now rolling up on that kill, getting high, and then breathe. And then I'll put a big OB. Reaching for the sky, yes, I smoke, no need to ask why. Breathe. I still remember the first time I gave it a try. Now I'm lifting up. Now I'm lighting up a blunt, getting ready to fly. Breathe. The reason why you should write down the B's so you can tell yourself that you need to breathe right there, then you won't run out of breath by the end of the rap. You won't, like, for instance, when Manic was writing this, by the time he got down to the last part of the verse, he was running out of breath, you know. And so that's where you could see where he scratched some stuff out. Because maybe he was saying too much, or he wasn't saying not enough, like this line right here. He wasn't saying enough. He needed to add another syllable, and money was a good syllable, or gorilla, or mafia. Mafia. I mean, that's a three syllable word, mafia. But anyways, when he had it this way, it sounded good. But when he added gorilla, money, mafia in place of my music, it sounded even better. So, yeah, that's the way it is. This is the way I write. And also, I remember barely So what I like to do is emphasize all my rhyming words, for one. And then I also like to emphasize a word in the middle. I remember barely. Barely would be a good word to emphasize. Now I'm rolling. Rolling would be a good one to emphasize. Kill would be a good one to emphasize. High would be a good one to emphasize. Reaching for the sky. Yes, I smoke. No need to ask why. So I would also emphasize yes and smoke. And then I would just do emphasize shy and why. I remember the first time. I would emphasize the first time and then give it a try. Now I'm lighting up a blunt. I would emphasize blunt and then get ready to fly. Let's go for a ride. That's the way I would do it. So I'll play the recording. It's about 75% done. After this, because this was the rough draft. The final draft was on another piece of paper that he took home. But this was his first draft before he rewrote it to for what it is now. And I'll play that song for you so you can. And this is the second verse. The first verse, I don't have that with me, so I can't do that. But I will do where I will I don't know what I was going to say, but that's what I'm going to do for this, so you guys can see how it came out and what he did. I need to edit the editing part of it. I put some stereo reverb on his vocals, and it didn't just come out right. You're going to hear it on the song. But this week I'm going to go back into that and redo the reverb on it, probably take it out, probably put some slap on it. I'm going to also reference some 80s music, some 80s hip hop, and go back and listen to what worked. I had a good feedback the other day off of that song. It came out really, really, the feedback came out good. Nothing on the writing, because we already got that buttoned up, but basically it was all the production, so I need to do editing a little bit better. I have to take off that reverb off his voice and think about something else that's going to complement his voice. So, but I'll get into that in a little bit. I'm going to go over one more thing, one more part a different rap, but I won't play this for you because this country is what I'm writing to, but I'll start it out and I'll show you the chorus. And I'll show you how I was going about writing it and using this exact same structure when I write it. So let's start that. I was looking at you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You. You were looking at me. You and me go together, and that's 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I and you go together. You and me go together. So that rhymes. Well, it might not rhyme, but it goes together. That was my thinking. And it sounds really good with the country instrumental that I have for it. So, and that's one bar. So, We could int stop We couldn't stop wondering. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. Oops. What it could be. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wondering and could be go together because you're wondering what it could be. I'm looking at you because you were looking at me. So, and I'm also going to breathe after each bar. So, I was looking at you. You were looking at me. Breathe. We couldn't stop wondering what it could be. We couldn't stop. Okay. Anyways, that's another bar. I was looking at you. You were looking at me. We couldn't stop wondering what it could be. And then I go ahead and repeat it for 3 bar. And then I repeat this one for 4 bar. And that's the hook. Do the same thing. Breathe. Oh, sorry. You couldn't see it. But yeah, that's the way I do it. And then after I get all my breathing and all that, then I don't, when I go back and rewrite it, I don't add all the bars right here. I don't add all the syllables. I just keep, you know, I underline all the emphasized words. And then, obviously, all the circle words are all the rhymes, but I always remember to barely, rolling, kill, reaching, no need, remember, time, lighting, blunt. It's just a way to keep a pattern to your lyrics, to your flow, to your writing skills. Whether it's country, pop, R&B, rock, this is a nice structure to follow. Not everybody rhymes in their flows, but if it goes together, it's put down. Like you and me, that goes together, so that's part of the bar. But these are just different techniques that you should be watching out for, learning. Writing it this way, it helps you write better, and also less is better. If you write less, but you still portray the point or get your point across to the listener, it is good. I'm probably gonna repeat a lot of this stuff here in a minute when I recap of what we did, but it is very important. It has to be catchy. The chorus has to be catchy. You have to draw the listener in and want them to listen more. So if it ain't catchy right off the bat, then they're not going to listen to it. They're going to skip the song or they're going to change the radio station, whatever. But you want to have it put down so they can, or so you can have a catchy song, and so your listeners will remember it and tell their friends and save it and whatever. But yeah, this is how you can write better starting today whenever you get a pad and pen and start writing. But I'll play that song for you at the end of the show just to let you know how the song came, and you guys can hear it for yourself. Because this doesn't really mean nothing when I don't have no beat. I might have, yes, I have a beat on the background of this episode, but that's not the beat that's going to this song. But I'll play the song for you with the beat. Not this part, just this part, at the end of this show. But yeah, that's the way, I like to write and how you can write lyrics better. So, with that said, your hooks, you gotta grab the listener's attention. It has to be catchy. And I'm guilty of this too. So, I'm not, you know, saying everybody does it, but a lot of people do it. Back in the day in the 90s, like, it was all about who could rap the fastest, who could use the bigger words and vocabulary. And nowadays, when you're listening to the radio or seeing what's catching and trending out there, your songs are different. They used to be like 4 or 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Now they're like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Barely. And but if you think about it, that's how much of the attention span you got. Like, this is probably going on like 30 minutes for this podcast, just because I was talking about how to write, how to structure your writing and stuff like that. That's how I do it. You do it however you want to do it. But it helps you in your writing. But yeah, make sure your verses. Oh yeah, your verses. They don't have to be that long. They don't have to be that long. Where you hear a song where it has the chorus, it's not long, and then they have a singing, and it's not long, or they're rapping about something, and it's not that long, but they tie back into the chorus. And spit the chorus and then go back into a verse, you know, and then go back into the chorus, repeat it a couple of times, and you're done with the song. Yeah. But it needs to be catchy. The song needs to be a catchy song. The hook has to be catchy. What you're rapping about, if you don't have a pattern, it might be a good rap, but what I'm saying is that, like when somebody's rapping and there's a good beat, I'm like bumping my head, right? But when that rapper falls off and he doesn't hit that mark, the person that's bumping their head's gonna be like, oh man, that messed me up. Like, because the rapper, he was going up and down with the beat, but then he skipped it, whatever, and then started rhyming on a different beat beat line on a beat. But good rap is sticking to the beat, making your lyrics into the beat. Because I know those some rappers out there that they're flowing and they're consistent and they keep the syllables for the beats and stuff, and it bumps. It like, I don't know how to explain it, but the artists are embedding their vocals into the beat, and the beat and the vocals becomes now the beat, you know. I mean, I don't know, but that's that's the way I can explain it. But you just gotta go with the beat, go with the syllables. After a while, it does come easy to some people, but not all people. Writing is very difficult, and less is better. Saying less is better, actually. That's the way I see it. But yeah, thanks for watching my podcast or listening to my podcast. I'll put some background music to my podcast that you're watching right now. But thank you for watching again. It really, really means a lot to me. I appreciate everybody that listens to my podcast on YouTube or wherever else you get your podcast. YouTube and Spotify, it's the video podcast, like you can see here. But everywhere else you get your podcast, it's going to be the audio version only. And so I'm going to put music in the background, so it's not just me talking in dead silence or whatever. It will be just instrumentals. I might, start off the podcast with the song that I'm creating, or whatever, and I'll end it with another song that I am creating for this podcast. Like, I'm doing a song for the podcast, like an opening line and an exit line. I got plans. It's gonna take me some time, but making the changes a little as I go. This camera is the bomb. I love this camera. I'm just gonna, yeah. And I need to come up with a better ending line instead of saying peace out or later y'all or whatever. But I'm gonna, I don't know. Peace. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Yeah. Laters.